Hi, welcome to Code Conversations. We're talking to Mads Christensen. What are you going to show us today?
We're going to show the code behind a new feature of Visual Studio that we've decided to build completely in the open. So it's on GitHub on the ASP.NET repo, and it's called Library Installer.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
So Library Installer is a easy way to install third-party libraries, client-side libraries specifically, into any web project.
Okay.
So let's just take a look at what we've got here. I can right-click my project and say Manage Client-Side Libraries. And by doing that, I get a library.json file into the root of my project. So at this point in time, this is a very, very new thing. So this is the first that anyone ever sees of this. We don't have UI. We have only the JSON manifest file that I'm going to show here called library.js. But that's all we need to make this work. So this allows me to install packages. And by default, we're looking at CDN.js. So, you know, package managers like Bower, NPM, and NuGet, they all have their pros and cons. The fact is, if I want to install jQuery, I just want the jQuery.min.js file, and I want it in a specific folder that I choose. No package manager in the world allows me to do that.
Because like NPM or whatever, you'll get all kinds of other junk with it, test files. And
yep. And it, you know, it insists on being in the node_modules folder, mm-hmm. for instance, something like that.
Great.
So now I can simply come in here and I get IntelliSense. So ID, so now we get an ID for something on CDN.js. CDN.js is a CDN that hosts 2,800 at this point in time, and it grows all the time, but 2,800 different client-side libraries, JavaScript and CSS. Okay. So let's get jQuery. Let's install that into a folder called js/lib. This folder does not exist in my project right now. And the files that I want is just jQuery.min.js, like that.
Okay.
And I'm now going to save this file and take a look at Solution Explorer. Boom.
Magic.
And this is not fast. This is ultra fast. Okay. So this is a really neat way to get all these things into your project. And there's even MS Build support. So you don't have to check all these artifacts into source control if you don't want to. Instead, you can have it done automatically on build. So if you right-click library.json, you can select enable restore on build. It will ask you, do you want to install a NuGet package? And you say yes. And it's now done. And if we build, we should see that it is, in fact, right here, restoring libraries, jQuery, and it took 0.17 seconds.
So with that NuGet package and the MS Build support, this is going to work cross-platform as well?
That's right.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's look at the code.
Let's dive in. So this is the solution. It has a couple of projects here. So V6, that's the Visual Studio extension that we just saw, you know, mm-hmm. the menu items that came up. The IntelliSense was all powered by that, the IntelliSense of the library.json file. Then we have the build project, which is the MS Build task. Okay. Of all these projects, it's only the Visual Studio project that is not cross-plat, because it doesn't have to be.
Right.
But everything else is .NET or .NET Core projects that are cross-compiled, .NET Standard 1.3 and .NET 4.5.
Okay.
So you can consume them from wherever you want. And as I said, there's only two places that it's being consumed from right now, which is the Visual Studio extension and MS Build. But you can imagine there will be, you know, Visual Studio for Mac or VS Code or command line or a lot of other scenarios where we can use this. What I really like about this is that it's built with extensibility in mind from the get-go.
Okay.
So there is a contracts project right here that only contains interfaces.
Can you zoom in on that possibly?
So you see here, these are the things that are, you know, they are a NuGet package of its own. So .NET Core has this ability to automatically compile and create a NuGet package out of your project.
Right.
So if you want to create an extension for this, let's say you don't want to use CDN.js, you have a better idea. Maybe you want to wrap Bower or NPM or anything else into this, then you can create your own extension, and you just have to create two implementations of these things. So iProvider and iProvider Factory. That's all you need to create an extension of your own. And that's exactly how this was written. So if we look at the actual engine, the engine has two providers, CDNJS, which we just saw, and it has a file system one as well. So, and those are just, you know, using those same interfaces. Anyone can provide interfaces, and Visual Studio will just light up, MS Build will just light up with support for your custom providers. So this is something that I'm very, very excited about, because not only do we have the contracts as being a NuGet package, the MS Build task is a NuGet package, the core engine, the library installer engine itself is a NuGet package, so you can use, you know, if you want to write support for it in VS Code or VS for Mac, for instance. But we even have unit test mocks as a NuGet package, so you don't have to write your own mocks if you want to unit test your custom provider that you want to write.
Nice.
So
nice.
Everything from the get-go here is just extensibility first and awesome. Open source.
Right? Okay. Yeah, you mentioned open source. Is that so? That's out on a repo then, out on GitHub?
This one is on the official ASP.NET repo. So github.com/ASP.NET/library-installer. And more documentation will come up here over the next couple of weeks. But we have everything here to get you started. It's got a library JSON reference, so you can see exactly how to use the JSON file and get going with installing client-side libraries in the easiest way you have ever done before.
Awesome. Yeah. Wow, very cool. All right, thanks a bunch.